我再有机会到大家的面前。
Praise the Lord, I'm able to be in the midst of you once again.
我记得在三年多前，我也在这里有机会跟大家一起服事。
I remember I was able to be able to serve with you about 3.5 years ago.
然后我就回到迪拜去了。
Then I returned back to Dubai.
但想不到很快三年后我们又有机会见面。
Unexpectedly, we are able to see each other after 3.5 years.
但是我这次来了，心情呢有一点愉快。
However, this time when I come back, I feel happier.
当然因为我的女儿结婚。
Of course, it's because my, one of the reasons is my daughter got, just got married.
另外一件事呢，我就一直心中挂念着，希望能够跟你们见面。
Another thing that's constantly in my heart is that I long to see you.
哇，那天一打电话给周弟兄，他说愿意给我过来。
So a few days ago, I made a call to Brother George, and he said, he invited me to come.
而且今天当我来到这里的时候，其实我看见许多的新的面孔。
And when I am here, I realize I have found many new faces here.
这表示着教会在增长。
It means the church is growing.
而且教会在不断的变化。
And we also see there's a changing in the church.
香港人有一句话叫做变幻就是永恒。
There's a saying in Hong Kong is that changing means eternity.
所以我相信你们的变化就代表着教会是在永恒的不断的在长进。
So it means kind of implying the changing of the church means the church is in the eternity.
今天呢，我特别跟大家呢来讲一个题目，叫神喜悦的教会。
And today I would like to share a topic with you all is the church that's pleasing to God.
我相信。当大家在教会里面
I believe when people are in the church
大家一定是知道教会到底谁是在当家做主
you probably have a good idea who is leading the church
当我们到一个公司去做工
when we go to a company to work
你肯定希望那个老板对我是很赏识的
you probably hoped the CEO of that company has a special favor on you
那所以我们今天看看怎样才是神喜悦的教会呢
And therefore we need to come to, upon, to ponder upon what is a church that's pleasing to God
在我们这个单章里面我们看见呢 有一段的经文在以弗所书二章的
So if we turn to the back of bulletin we will see there's a passage which is from Ephesians chapter 2
我们还是希望呢中文读一次我不知道英文看看怎么样啊好我们先用中文来读
So that's all read together in Chinese first
OK 好我们一起读这样你们不再做外人和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上有基督耶稣自己为房角石各房靠他联络的合时渐渐成为主的圣殿你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
That's all read in English together Ephesians chapter 2 Consequently you are no longer That's all read together Consequently you are no longer foreigners and strangersby fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
这一段经文保罗特别是指着教会来说的
This passage that Paul wrote is focusing on the theme of church
因为教会就是神一群的子民接着耶稣基督来建造起来
Because church is built by God's people through Jesus Christ
所以我们看见这段的经文存在两个意义在里面。
And therefore, we find out there are two meanings in this passage.
在二十一节里面很清楚讲到是成为主的殿，圣殿。
It is very clearly stated in verse 21 that this is the holy temple in the Lord.
在二十二节就说到是神要借着圣灵居住的所在。
And verse 22, it talks about the dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
当我们看神为什么会看重自己的教会呢？
When we ponder, wondering why God wished to focus His attention to His own church,
因为教会在他的永恒的计划里面。
Because church is part of His eternal plan for human.
当我们有一个很重要的计划的时候，那个计划就成为我们很看重的。
When there is an important plan in our mind, then we will pay great attention to the plan.
有人结了婚了，他有计划要生一个孩子。
Perhaps people, when they get married, they plan to have a child.
所以当这个孩子生下来的时候，他就看得很重了。
And therefore, once the child is born, they truly pay great attention to the baby.
在迪拜，我们有一对的年轻的夫妇，一直想要孩子，等了已经七年还没有孩子。
There was a couple in Dubai which they longed to have a child for quite some time, and after 7 years, they still didn't have any child.
但现在说他妻子怀孕了。
But now the wife is pregnant.
哎呀，十月底要生了。
And the expected day is by the end of October.
哎呀，所以我出来美国呢，都有一点的压力。
And therefore, I feel kind of stressed when I left Dubai to America.
因为这个弟兄在教会里面也有讲到，也要负责很多的事工。
Because this husband who is abroad in the church has taken upon a great responsibility in the church. He preached and he also ministered many different types of responsibility.
但是现在我就是十月底我要离开迪拜，我说很多工作要交给你做。
And however, by the end of October, I need to leave Dubai, and therefore I need to turn many responsibility to this brother.
但是他孩子又说十月底要生了。
And however, the child is about to be born by the end of October.
哎呀，我心中在默默的祷告。
And therefore, I pray my heart.
主啊，迟一点点生吧。
And I pray to the Lord, can you delay the birth?
虽然他还不知道。
Even though the brother didn't know, I pray this way.
但是今天还没有听见他生。
But so far, I haven't heard the delivering of the baby yet.
但很快我过两天就回去了。
However,I will return back to Dubai in another 2 days.
但是我知道，假如他这个孩子一生下来
，and however I know once the child is born,
他的压力很大了。
And then he will have a great responsibility on his shoulder.
这个孩子是他的计划的里面。
Because this child is part of his plan.
教会的工作不能放下。
And at the same time, he cannot lay down and disregard the responsibility of the church.
那我们看看啊，当教会是在神永恒的计划里面。
And that's think about if church is part of God's eternal plan.
神所有的心思意念其实都会放在这个教会的里面。
All his mind and focus are concentrated in his church.
因为教会的计划假如落空
，if the plan will turn into in vain,
没有完成的话
turn in vain and did not finish,
神的国就不能彰显
then the manifestation of God's kingdom cannot be revealed,
神永远的计划就不能完成
the eternal plan of God cannot be accomplished.
我们很多人不知道原来教会在神的计划里面这么重要
many of us did not know God,The church played such an important role in God's eternal plan.
教会没有完成，原来影响到神永恒的计划。
So if church is an unfinished thing, then it cannot accomplish God's eternal plan.
所以大家看看教会在神的心目中多重要。
So now you know how important is the church.
我们还要看另外一点，神为什么这么看重自己的教会
？Another thing we need to ponder is why God focused so much about the church.
耶稣曾经跟彼得讲过一句话。
Because Jesus had said this to his disciple Peter.
他说教会要建立在这磐石上面。
He said the church need to be built on this rock.
其实这个磐石就很清楚知道以耶稣基督作为这个教会的根基。
So the rock means that Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church.
假如这个教会的根基是神的儿子的话
，If the foundation of the church is the Son of God，
就是神的心意所在。
And that's where God's heart is.
有一个中国很出名的一个的歌星。
There is a well-known Chinese singer.
这个歌星呢，他还没有死呢，我还不知道他的名字。
And before the death of this singer, I did not know his or her name.
因为我在宣教的地方，没有怎么听过中国的歌星。
Because where I work.We had no chance to hear about any pop star in China.
哎呀，但是从中国大陆来的信徒都很清楚这个歌星。
However, all the churchgoers from China, they know this singer very well, pop star very well.
他们说他的名字叫姚贝贝。
And they say her name is 姚贝贝。
哦，那个姚贝贝后来生了癌症。
And later on, 姚贝贝got cancer.
哎呀，这个癌症快要死了。
And to a point that she was almost face death.
她的父亲就去看这个女儿。
Then her father paid a visit to her.
这个女儿就讲了一句话。
Then the daughter said one thing.
当她看见父亲的时候。
When she saw her father coming.
这个女儿说我不怕死。
And the daughter said I'm not afraid of death.
但我最怕是离别。
And however, I'm afraid of departure.
因为她知道她父亲很爱她。
Because she understands that her father loves her so much.
她父亲很想跟她在一起。
She understands her father longs to be with her always.
但是这个死亡要将他们分开。
And however, due to death, they need to be separated.
哎呀，所以我们看见，神的儿子耶稣基督在教会里面。
And therefore, when we understand that God's own Son Jesus Christ is in the church,
神不怕死亡。
God is not afraid of death.
因为神是生命的主。
Because He is the Lord of life.
他不能让他儿子跟他分离。
He will not allow to His son to be separated from him.
所以这个教会在神心目中是这么重要。
And therefore, the church of his is so important and so dear to God.
另外一点就是，神的儿子耶稣基督在教会是有很大的工作在里面。
And the other thing is, God's son Jesus Christ has a great work, has a plan in his own church.
他在教会里面不是只是坐在那里。
He is not just sitting on the throne in the church.
他是在教会里面有一个很荣耀的作为。
But to have a glorious ministry in the church.
有很荣耀的见证。
He is going to give a deliver a great testimony in the church.
今天首先我们来先看一看，教会有耶稣的同在。
And first, let us pay attention that there is the presence. Of Jesus in the church.
教会是要见证出来，耶稣基督是在教会里面。
We need to testify that Jesus Christ Himself is in the church.
那教会怎么会见证出耶稣基督在教会里面？
And how can we testify that there is a presence of Jesus in the church?
我有时候到一些人的家里面。
And sometimes when I go to someone's house.
哎呀，我们看见他们很爱主。
We find out that they are truly loving brother and sister in the Lord.
他们为了表示他们是爱主的。
To show their favors to God.
他们在上面挂了一个牌子。
So they will hang something on their wall.
基督是我家之主。
That Christ is the head of the house.
弟兄姊妹，教会是以基督耶稣成为我们的主，我们的元帅。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the leader and the pilot of the church.
所以圣经里面刚才在以弗所书里面有讲到，在二十节说。不但只是建造在使徒和先知的根基上，最重要有耶稣基督为自己为房角石。
Verse 20 in Ephesians chapter 2, Not only the church is built on the foundation of the apostle and prophet. The most important thing is with Christ himself as the chief cornerstone.
所以教会里面一定要有基督。
And therefore there must be Christ in the church.
既然神看重了教会。
Because when God valued the church,
假如教会里面是没有基督的。
And however, if there is no Christ in the church,
神会喜悦吗？
Will God be pleased?
假如我这个弟兄孩子开始长大了。
If the child of the brother I mentioned began to grow,
他要送去一个学校。
He will be sent to a school.
当那个他的孩子在学校里面的时候。
When the child is in the school,
他一定会很看重这个学校。
The father will pay a great attention to that school.
因为这个学校有他的孩子在里面。
Because his son is in the school.
所以我们看见教会里面必须要有基督。
And therefore we must understand that in the church we must have Christ.
很多时候我们看见教会里面挂着一个基督教的教会。
And however, we see many churches, they are just...have a name of a church of the Christ.
但里面没有荣耀基督。
And yet there is no glorious Christ in the church.
因为没有基督的生命。
Because there is no life of Christ being manifested.
当很多人看见迪拜有一个最高的大厦。
Of course, many people notice that there is the tallest building in Dubai.
人家一看见这个大厦就想起了最高的大楼就想起了迪拜。
So whenever people mention about the tallest building in the world, they will remember Dubai.
所以当人家一看见基督的生命就想起了教会。
And therefore, when people mention about the life of Christ, they will be reminded about the church.
但常常我们造成是让人想起教会没有想起基督。
And however, a lot of time we remind people about the church and they cannot associate it with Christ.
这个就不是神所喜悦的教会。
Then that the church is not the church that will be pleased to the Lord.
在以弗所书里面说渐渐就成为主的圣殿在二十一节。
And verse 21 says, the building then gradually arise become the holy temple in the Lord.
我们很容易常常高估自己。
And sometimes we value ourselves too high.
因为我们生命是堕落的。
Because we are deprived.
我们常常在教会的建造上我们是看人看外表。
And a lot of time when we see the growth of the church, we focus on the number of attendees.
我们看人多。
We look at the number of people attending the church.
我们看气势。
And we look for the movement of the church.
我们就很容易是靠着自己的。
And a lot of time we start to depend on our carnal ability.
但保罗怎么教导我们？
And yet the Paul says something different here.
不能快。
Don't be
too fast.
Don't be too fast.
不能超越主的属灵的真理。
Do not surpass the boundary of the truth.
有主的同在。
You need to have the presence of the Lord. And then you will be the healthy growth of the church.
这里说要靠他才是渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And only depend on Christ, then you will gradually become the body of Christ.
没有说马上就成为主的圣殿。
It won't erupt overnight to become the body of Christ.
是需要跟随主的脚步。
But rather follow his
footsteps.
Closely and follow his schedule.
教会里面有啊，我们也要看教会在基督里面的地位。
And we also need to understand the position of the church in Christ.
圣经里面说，只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，就是降世为人的耶稣基督。
And it said in the Bible, there is only one mediator between the world and God, that is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以耶稣基督在教会的这个地位这个位分是很清楚给我们看见的。
And therefore his position is so clear to the church.
这个中保的意思是只有靠着他。
So the mediator means he is the one can build a relationship between the two.
所以是我们靠近神得永生的一个最重要的一个目标。
And therefore, it's the most important goal we need to approach when we associate with God.
有一次我们教会里面有一个人犯了一件事。
Some time ago, people in church.Commit something,
但是他没有错。
And yet he did not do anything wrong.
是警察弄错了。
And yet, he made looks like an offense, but it was a mistake by the police.
他也将他抓进监牢里面。
And he was arrested and put into jail.
哎呀，我们用什么办法都无效，那警察根本不理。
And then we tried to find different ways to rescue him, and yet.The police won't pay attention to us.
后来请了一个律师。
And later on, we ask a lawyer.
因为那个律师呢，他会讲阿拉伯语，会讲英文。
And the reason why we ask a lawyer because that lawyer can speak English and Arab language.
我们不懂阿拉伯语。
And because we do not know the language in Dubai,
所以没有办法跟警察沟通。
And therefore, we couldn't communicate with the police.
更不能跟那个法官沟通。
And not even to talk about the judge, in Dubai.
但我们跟那个律师一讲。
And however, once we communicate with the lawyer,
那个律师说你要相信我。
And the lawyer, said to us, "You have to have trust in me."
哎，当我们真的相信他，我们就付钱了。
When we put our trust in him, we start to give him the payment.
起初那个弟兄还不想付钱。
In the beginning, the brother, had reluctant to pay the lawyer.
他说：“是不是这些律师都骗钱呢？”
He said, "Well, all the lawyers just like crooks."
我说现在没办法，骗也要给了。
And I say, now we are running out of solution. Even he may be lying to us, we need to pay anyway.
哎呀，感谢主啊。
And yet, praise to the Lord.
就靠这个律师，就这个官司就没事。
And because of this lawyer, the case was dropped.
当我们找那个律师的时候，我们只有完全的将律师放在这个很重要的地位上。
When we when we get a lawyer, we need to put the lawyer in the important place.
因为没有他，我们什么都不能做。
Because without him, we couldn't proceed.
基督耶稣在教会里面的地位是这么重要。
And that is the position of Jesus Christ in the church, which is so important.
没有他，我们什么都不能做。
Without him, we couldn't do anything.
纵然做了会怎么样？
Even if we proceed.What will happen then?
好，另外我们看见，原来教会里面真正当得敬拜的就是耶稣基督。
And also, we need to know the only one worth of our praise is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以我们刚才读的经文很清楚，你们不再做外人了。
So it is clearly stated in the verse here that you are no longer foreigners.
都是神国家里的人。
But now fellow citizens with God's people.
哦，原来我们在教会里面有一个当得敬拜的一个中心。
And now we understand there is a central focal point that worth of our praise.
当这个中心在我们里面的时候
，When we find out the focal point of our praise,
我们
in our midst,
我们所做的事才有意义。
Then everything we do will manifest a true meaning.
我们的服事才有意义。
And then all the ministry of ours will be meaningful.
因为我们是神家里的人。
Because now we are the fellow family member.
至高无上的神。
The highest Lord.
是我们所应该敬拜的。
Is the one worth of our praise.
啊，我们每一个家庭里面总有一个中心的人物。
Of course, in each family, there must be a central figure.
像我们的家里面，我们中心人物就是我父亲。
For example, in my family, the central figure is my father.
所以我们做很多的事情就是啊，我爸爸知不知道呢
？And therefore, whatever we do, we focus on whether he acknowledge it or not.
大家兄弟姊妹有什么的争吵了，只要父亲讲一句话了，我们都顺服了。
Whenever there's a quarrel among our siblings, as when our father utter a word, we all submit to his word.
有时候这个中心的人物就成为我们生活的一个目标。
And therefore, the central figure of the family become the goal of our life.
所以既然教会是神的家，
and therefore if the church is the house of God,
所以我们的神我们的主就是我们的敬拜的中心，
and therefore our God, our Lord is the center of our worship.
我刚才说过，假如主耶稣在教会里面没有那个身份和地位，
once again, if our Lord does not carry that identity and position in the church,
我们做的一切都是空的。
Then whatever we do has no meaning.
你在敬拜，你在唱诗。
Perhaps you worship and you sing praise.
你敬拜谁？
Whom do you give your praise to?
难道你在敬拜自己吗？
Are you worshiping yourself?
一定有一个中心的。
There must be a central object.
但很多时候，大家有没有发现，我们在敬拜的时候失去了那个中心？
But a lot of time,We lost our focus while we were worshiping.
特别我们在诗歌的时候，我们只是看那首诗歌好不好听，适不适合我们的心情。
And a lot of time, as we sing the song, all of a sudden we judging the music whether this music fit my mood or not.
我们有没有让里面的歌词成为我们心中一种仰慕，一种颂赞神呢？
Do we allow the lyrics to carry us our praise and worship to God?
当我们在整个敬拜里面真的以耶稣基督成为我们中心的时候，这个是神所喜悦的教会。
When we put Jesus Christ as the center of our worship, that is the worship which is pleasing to God.
我们的讲道，我们的听道，是不是以我们的神，我们主耶稣基督为中心？
When we preach, when we listen to sermon, do we put Jesus Christ as the center figure?
假如我们的听到只是听哪一个牧者的时候，
If we only come to church to listen to a particular preacher,
我们不是听里面神的话语的时候，
But rather than the content, the word of God,
这个不是一个神所喜悦的教会。
And then the church is not the church pleasing to God.
我无论在巴西，无论在迪拜，
No matter when I was in Brazil or in Dubai,
我自己建立了好几间教会。
I have built many churches in these two places.
有时候那些弟兄姊妹就说，反正都是师牧师建立的教会，上午在这里聚会，下午到那边去聚会。
And because I established churches in many churches in one location, some members say, well, as long as was Pastor Z doing the preaching, I can. Doesn't matter. I attend the morning church or afternoon church.
我问他们，为什么你要上午聚会完，你下午又要去那里聚会？
And I ask the particular member, why do you attend two services, one in the morning and one in the afternoon?
哎呦，因为那个牧师讲得很好啊。
And the person replied, oh, that's because there's a particular preacher I like to follow.
哎呦，下午我又要去听。
And therefore, I need to attend again in the afternoon.
我们称这些叫做追星族。
And to, I call such people as a pop star follower.
我是不允许这些事发生。
I do not allow such thing happening.
因为他们所追求的不是神的话语。
Because they are not pursuing after the word of God.
当你在听到的时候，也是一个敬拜。
Because while you are listening to God's word, it's a kind of worship.
你现在是在敬拜了人。
Now you are worshiping a human.
所以我常常是不给他们这么做。
And therefore, I disapprove their such action.
他们不明白这种的行为不是神所喜悦的。
People don't understand such action does not bring pleasure to God.
因为在教会里面担得敬拜的只有独一的真神。
Because there's only one deserve all the praise.And worship, that is Jesus Christ God.
我们无论在诗歌，无论在听到，无论在我们圣餐的时候，
No matter listening to prayer, singing praise, or participating communion,
我们都是知道世界上再没有任何一样东西可代替我们主耶稣基督 在我们心中的地位。
We all confess there is only one and no one else can replace him, that is Jesus Christ himself.
我们要看看神为什么会看重他自己的教会。
We must understand why God really values his church.
刚才是知道我们怎么样子去敬拜。
Previously, we talked about how we should come to worship him.
现在我们看另一点就是说教会怎么样子见证他神的儿子所做的。
And now we need to pay attention that how can a church bring out the testimony of the ministry of his son?
耶稣在约翰福音讲过一句话。
In Gospel of John, Jesus has said this.
他说我就是道路真理生命。
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the and life.
若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
No, without me, no one can go see the Father.
所以无论是在旧约的时候的圣殿，今天的新约的教会。
And no matter is the holy temple in the Old Testament or the church in the New Testament.
都是神让人到神那里去亲近他、敬拜他的一个平台。
It is a platform.Provided by God for people to come to see Him.
假如没有主开了这条道路，
if the Lord did not open this way,
多少的圣殿，
多少的教会， no matter how many holy temples or churches,
都不能使人达到神的面前。
No one can bring them before the Lord.
大家会这么想呢？
Perhaps people will think,
哎，在旧约的圣殿的时候，主耶稣还没有降生呢。
In the Old Testament, while they were holy temple, Jesus Christ has not born.
但是我们的主，我们的神是没有时空的限制。
And yet, our Lord is not limited by time and space.
所以在旧约，神要百姓在圣殿里面的敬拜。
And therefore, the worship in the holy temple in the Old Testament
跟我们新约的教会的意义一样。
Carries the same meaning of the worship in the New Testament church.
是让人可以来亲近神。
So that people can come and to approach God.
所以旧约的祭司是耶稣基督的预表。
And therefore the priesthood in the Old Testament is a type of Christ.
真正整个约纳是在耶稣基督上了十字架来复活之后才真正的实现。
The manifestation of the type is when Jesus being crucified on the cross.
所以我们看见耶稣基督在教会里面的给我们看见他所做的是让人可以到父那里去。
And therefore the ministry of Jesus Christ is to bring people to his Father God.
那耶稣基督在接着教会又做了什么呢？
And then what is the ministry of Jesus in the church?
有一句话我们很容易看见新约旧约之间我们都看见耶稣基督的重要的地位。
There is a word we need to see in order to understand the important position of Jesus Christ no matter in the Old Testament or in New Testament.
因为耶稣基督还没有上十字架之前，
before Jesus being crucified on the cross,
他跟一个撒玛利亚妇人在谈话。
He had some exchange with a Samaritan woman.
因为那个撒玛利亚妇人说，哎呀，我们的敬拜是在撒玛利亚上面。
And the Samaritan woman said to Jesus,Our worship is on the mount, in the mount of Samaria.
你们却要说去耶路撒冷。
And yet, you Jews saying we need to go to Jerusalem.
耶稣说时候很快就到了。
And Jesus said to her, the time is coming.
现在就是了。
And now is the time.
那真正要拜父的是用心灵和诚实拜他。
The true worshiper, worship God in spirit and truth.
心灵和诚实。
Worship in spirit and truth.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
哎呀，所以我们看见，原来在教会里面，我们看见主耶稣所做到的是什么。
And therefore we begin to understand the accomplishment and the ministry of Jesus in church.
是让人不是在 外表上物质上的满足
so that people will not be satisfied in the material world
是让人在敬拜的时候灵里面得到的满足
but rather to receive satisfaction in the spirit
那么撒玛利亚妇人明明是要来拿水的
the Samaritan woman came to that place to get water as her motive in the beginning
这个水是她很重要可以满足的东西
The water is essential to her in order to satisfy her thirst. And yet once she had an encounter with Jesus, and now she can lay down the bucket. She ran down to the town and proclaimed. And because she has been satisfied in her heart.
在教会里面,
in church,
什么样东西可以让我们得到满足
What can we be satisfied?
很多时候我们以为在教会里面我们很多弟兄姊妹的相爱
And perhaps people think perhaps the loving relationship among brothers and sisters in the church
教会里面可以有很多人会帮助我们
And perhaps we can receive different helps in the church
教会里面我们像一个大家庭一样
The church is like a big family
教会里面我们可以得到很多很多的好处
We can receive many benefits from the church
但这些东西都不是真正使我们得到满足的
And they areall of this cannot satisfy us truly
假如没有耶稣基督
unless there is Jesus Christ
耶稣基督是让我们心灵里面得到那个满足和平安
Jesus Christ is to allow us and let us to receive the true peace and joy
我曾经跟许许多多的人来谈福音
I have talked to many people about the gospel
我真的看见很多这一种的
I truly see the transformation through my converts with those people. Before people accept Christ, the people may ask me something like this. Once I accept Christ, will I be rich? When I accept Christ, will I have a better business? Once I accept Christ, do I still need to labor to feed my family? And when he brought out this argument, he was very confident and arrogant. And only simply replies this to him. Even you have received all the riches, you still feel empty. There's still emptiness in your heart. Some of the young people, they are considered professionals.
他什么都有。
They truly have it all.
好的工作。
They have good job.
好的环境。
They have a good environment.
年轻。
And they are young,
有前途。
And they have a great future ahead of them.
有些还长得很帅。
And some of them even was, they are handsome and beautiful.
哇，他觉得样样都在我们看起来满足了。
I mean, externally, it looks like the person has it all.
当他来到我面前的时候
And yet the person, when he came to me,
我直截了当问他一件事。
I broke the conversation and asked him straight face.
我说你里面很空虚。
I say, you have emptiness in you.
哎呦，他说你怎么知道的？
And the person say, how did you know?
我说因为你没有耶稣基督。
I say, because you don't have Jesus Christ.
哎呀，我看见当这些人听了神的话
And when I see those people, once they start hearing God's word,
我传福音呢有一个特别的地方
There's a specialty of the way I preach gospel.
我一定要那些人跟我读圣经
I force those people to read Bible with me.
有些人不肯读
Some of them refuse to read out loud.
他说我都没有要信，我为什么要读啊
？I say I'm not even a believer. Why should I read this Bible?
读圣经是给信耶稣的人读的。
The reading of the Bible is for the believers.
我现在不信。
And now I'm not a believer.
我说我的普通话不好。
And I say, well, I'm not good in Mandarin.
你帮我一个忙。
Oh, why don't you help me out here?
哎，他就没办法了，帮我读了。
And then without much push, they say, well, okay, let me read it for you.
哎呦，我看他们读，我一节这里读，那里读， 这里读，哎呀，
as they will begin to read the scriptures, here a verse and there a verse, and gradually I see the melting of his heart.
耶稣说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
Jesus say, my word is the spirit, is the life.
他一直在读的时候，我一直在里面祷告。
While the person was reading the scripture, I was also praying in my heart.
我说主啊，求你的话来感动他。
I pray to the Lord, Lord, may you move and melt this person through your own words.
读到最后的时候，
by the end of the reading,
我常常失去信心。
And oftentimes I lose my own faith.
因为我问他，你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主吗？
Because at the end of reading, I was asking, would youyou be willing to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
承认自己是个罪人。
To confess that you are a sinner?
我告诉大家，
I can tell you all.
几乎 90% 都信耶稣。
Almost more than 90% they accept Christ at the end.
这是因为神的话有力量。
Because there's a power within the Word of God.
教会里面没有耶稣基督。
If there is no Jesus Christ in the church,
没有神的话在里面，
if there is no God's word in the church,
就看不见耶稣基督在教会里面的作为，
then you cannot see the ministry and the work of Jesus Christ in the church.
因为耶稣基督的作为是超越一切物质的。
Because his work goes beyond all material world.
无论你怎么强大，
No matter how strong you are,
无论你怎么的顽固，
and no matter how stubborn you are,
我们教会里面常常有人传福音传了 好多年都他都不肯信。
There are people in my church, while we try to bring God's word to him for many, many years, and they refuse to believe.
我们给他一个名称。
And sometimes we will give a nickname to those people.
叫做顽固分子。
We call them the stubborn ones.
哎呦，其实我很怕碰见顽固分子。
And actually, I'm very timid of facing those stubborn ones.
因为我叫弟兄姊妹去传福音。
Because oftentimes I ask my own brother and sister to go out and preach the gospel.
他们也给我一点事做。
And those brothers and sisters will turn around to give me some other responsibility.
他们马上将顽固分子送到我手上。
And because those brothers and sisters will turn the stubborn one to me.
哎呀，我的压力很大。
So I'm having a lot of stress when I face them.
明知道顽固分子。
Because I know they are stubborn.
成功机会率很低。
I know the success rate is very low.
哦。你一带这个人信主，你就很高兴了吗？
Of course, if you can bring such people to the Lord, you will be joyful.
但是弟兄姊妹说，我的能力不够啊，牧师，你传福音。
So when I ask people, why don't you bring people to the Lord? You will feel joyful. And those brothers and sisters turn around and say, we are not as capable as you are. Why don't you try?
哦，我的压力真的很大。
Then I start to face all the stress.
但是又不能请假，说不做。
And yet I cannot turn away the responsibility.
但是这些顽固分子怎么样子突破他们的心房？
And then how can I have a breakthrough of their heart and stubbornness?
我告诉大家，
I can share this to you.
只有一句话，
There's only one word.
将主耶稣的话带进他里面去。
That is to bring God's word to his heart.
只要他肯读，
As long as they are willing to read.
只要他肯看。
As long as they are willing to read,
你跟他讲什么人生道理，什么都没用。
It doesn't matter what philosophy or the story you may bring to him.
在二十多年前，
about 20 years ago,
我跟一个八十岁的老人家，
once I had the chance to talk to an 80 years old man.
跟他讲福音，
and I tried to evangelize to this old man.
我那时候意气风发。
At the time, I was still in my youth. I was full of energy.
我就跟他讲人生的道理。
And I start to tell him the meaning of life.
他一句话反过来。
And he turned around.
你知道什么是人生吗？
He said, "Do you know what is life?"
我讲了没话讲。
Then I start to shut my mouth.
那时候我四十岁，他八十岁。
Because I'm only 40 years old and he is 80 years old.
最后一个姊妹很聪明。
And at last.There is a sister who was very smart.
什么都不讲。
She said nothing.
就跟他读圣经。
She just read the Bible with him.
啊，拿一本什么四个属灵的定律啊。
She bought the four spiritual law pamphlet.
就叫他读。
And she just asked the person to read.
啊，我心里面在笑他。
And to me, I actually was laughing at her secretly in my heart.
哪有这么幼稚的？人家八十岁的，跟他读读会新年书吗？
And this is so naive the way you're trying to approach. Because this old man is 80 years old.
这个姊妹本来叫我跟他读的。
Because the sister was intended to ask me to read.The Bible verse with the 18 years old man.
这是根本没效的事情。
And to me, I say this is, it brings out no effect. This is useless.
我说改天我再研究一下圣经才跟他讲。
I say I probably will go back and to study some more so I can be better prepared to talk to this old man later.
姊妹就叫他坐下来一起读。
And however, the sister at this time asked the old man to sit down to read the Bible verses with him.With her.
读到最后了。
By the end of the reading,
我也坐下去听听到底什么一回事。
And I began to sit down also, try to listening, try to figure out what's happening here.
最后哪里说到你愿意接受耶稣的话请你读下面那个祷告。
And at the end, it says in the pamphlet, if you're willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, please follow the prayer.
一个觉知的祷告啊，一个觉知祷告。
And as the way to accept Christ,
我深深的相信。
I truly believe
这一个八十岁的老人家肯定是不干。
I truly trust this old man will refuse of following this order.
嘿，他读下去哦，亲爱的主耶稣这么哦。
And it was surprising to me, the old man continued to read on the prayer, say.Dear Lord Jesus,
哎呀，我那一刻
，at that very moment，
真的明白了
，I truly understand，
不是人的作为
，it's not by the effort of man，
是神自己话语的作为
，it's the power and the work of His own word。
第二天，我问这个八十岁的老人家
，the second day I asked this 80-year-old man，
我说你是真的信了吗
？Did you truly？Become a believer now?
他说是真的。
He said, "Of course, yes."
哎呦，我到今天还记忆得很深。
I still remember the conversation even until now.
这就成为我以后传福音只用圣经。
And now become the reason why when I evangelize, I only use God's word right now.
因为教会里面有耶稣基督的作为。
Because there is the work of God.Of Jesus Christ in church.
他的话语就在教会里面发生了很大的功效。
There is the power of His own word being manifest in the church.
我们看啊，基督耶稣在教会里面还有什么的作为呢
？Then we want to see what other work does Jesus Christ do in His church.
保罗曾经写过这么一句话。
Paul has written something like this.
他说使基督耶稣因你们的信住在你们心里。
That Jesus Christ lives in you through your faith.
叫你们的爱就有根有基。
So that your love will have foundation.
就能够一同明白基督的爱。
Then we can all come together and understand the love of Christ.
是何等的长阔高深。
It's so deep, so wide, and so high.
我们彼此相爱是有一个根基的。
When we love one another, there is a root and foundation of this love.
这个根基是因为耶稣的爱在我们当中。
We love because Jesus Christ is in our midst.
当基耶稣基督的爱在我们里面
，When the love of Christ is within us，
一切俗世的东西，一切拦阻我们彼此相爱的世界上的东西
，All the material thing and the worldly thing that will prevent us to love one another will be removed。
当耶稣基督在教会里面
，When Jesus Christ is in the church，
我们能够让耶稣基督在教会里面掌管一切
We want to let him to have the full control of the church.
我们让耶稣基督在教会里面，不是埋在坟墓里面。
We want to have Jesus Christ above his grave.
他的座位在教会里面活出来，活在我们每一个人生命中。
His words and deed will become living in all of us.
这就是神所喜悦的教会。
And that is the church which is pleasing to God.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own word.